Hello, I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. We're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community and would like to get your opinions, and your answers will remain confidential. First of all, are you or is anyone in your household a reporter, an appointed or elected official, or active in any political campaigns?
No.
Okay, thinking ahead of which of the following best describes how you will vote in the general election for President, U.S. Senate, Michigan State Legislature, and local issues on Tuesday, November the 5th, I'm definitely going to vote. I'm very likely to vote, somewhat likely, not very
definitely.
Likely.
Definitely.
Okay, thanks. And what is your age? Just to make sure we speak to all ages, 18 to 35, 36 to 45, 46 to 55, 56 to 65, or over 65?
Over 65.
And generally speaking, will you say things in Grand Traverse County are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off on the wrong track?
What was the question again?
Generally speaking, will you say things in Grand Traverse County are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off on the wrong track?
They're probably right direction.
And when voters go to the polls to vote for a candidate for office, there are sometimes proposals that are also on the ballot for voters to decide. You will not be asked about a proposal that may appear on your ballot this November. Please indicate how you will vote on it. The proposal is called Proposal for Non-Motorized Trails Millage, and the ballot reads, shall the County of Grand Traverse impose a new property tax of 0.65 mil for a period of 10 years to provide funding for the acquisition, planning, maintenance, construction, and enhancement of non-motorized trails within the county? This millage will raise an estimated $4.3 million in the first year. If the election were held today, will you vote yes in favor of this proposal or vote no against this proposal?
I'd probably vote no.
Okay. And since ballot language can sometimes be difficult to understand, you will now be asked again about this proposal in a simpler way. This proposal will dedicate public funds to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County for public use. It will be paid for by a slight property tax increase. Now, indeed, will you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal?
Same proposal.
Yes, it's the same proposal.
Yeah, no.
Okay, and definitely or probably no?
Probably no.
And now, if you knew this proposal will cost the average homeowners about $90 per year for the next 10 years, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal?
No.
Definitely or probably vote no?
Definitely.
And as mentioned, this proposal would raise about $4.3 million per year over 10 years to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. It will cost the average homeowners about $90 per year. Keeping this in mind, which of the following comes closest to your opinion? I have four options. The first one, I prefer this proposal raise more money to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails, about $5 million per year, which will cost the average homeowners about $105 per year.
I'm eating dinner, and I'm going to vote no on that again.
Okay, but I need to read everything verbatim. I have three more options. I prefer this proposal raise less money to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails, about $3.3 million per year, which will cost the average homeowners about $70 per year. The next one, I'm fine with the current proposal, which will raise about $4.3 million per year and cost the average homeowners about $90 per year. Or the last one, I oppose this proposal regardless of how much money will be raised to maintain existing trails and plants.
I said earlier, vote no.
But which one comes closer to your opinion? The last one?
The last one.
Okay, thank you.
I'm eating dinner.
Okay, actually we have like 8 or 10 minutes more to complete the survey. Would you like if I call you later or tomorrow? Or would you have a few minutes to participate now?
Go ahead. Keep rolling.
Thank you. From the following list, which issue should be your local elected officials in Grand Traverse County focus on most to help you and your family? I have a short list. I know all are important, but the most important, making housing more affordable, improving public education and local schools, protecting water quality and water supply.
Okay, I need you to start that question over, please, and speak a little slower.
No problem. Which issue should your local elected officials in Grand Traverse County focus on most to help you and your family? the most important issue, okay? Making housing more affordable, improving public education in local schools, protecting water quality and water supply, protecting natural areas and wildlife habitat, improving local roads and infrastructure, dealing with inflation and the cost of things like groceries and gas, controlling growth and development, holding the line on property taxes and reducing government spending, reducing traffic and congestion, or fighting crime and drugs and improving public safety, which is the most important issue.
Housing, the first one.
Okay, making housing more
affordable. Making housing more affordable.
Correct. And you will now be given a list of organizations in Grand Traverse County that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each, you can indicate that as well, okay? Just three. The first one, Traverse Area Recreational and Transportation Trails, also known as TART Trails. Very favorable opinion, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable.
Somewhat favorable.
Grand Traverse County Government. Very, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable.
Somewhat unfavorable.
And last one, your city or township government. Very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. In general, your city or township government.
I would say somewhat unfavorable.
Okay. And do you think Grand Traverse County is growing and developing too fast, too slowly, or about right?
Too fast.
And if approved by voters, this proposal will authorize the Grand Traverse County Board of Commissioners to spend these taxpayer funds on projects to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails. Knowing this, will you say you trust or do not trust the Grand Traverse County Board of Commissioners to spend these dollars wisely? Definitely trust. Probably trust, probably do not trust, or definitely do not trust.
Probably do not.
And there are a number of ways that the money could be spent for this project to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Please indicate if you approve or disapprove of each of the following ways to spend this money. The first one, to promote recreational opportunities. Will you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Okay, you know what? I did start at the beginning of that question, please.
Yeah, no problem.
Slowly.
There are a number of ways that the money could be spent for this project to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. So please indicate if you approve or disapprove of each of the following ways to spend this money. And the first one is to promote recreational opportunities. Strongly approve. Somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat approve.
To provide trails for walking, hiking, jogging, and bicycling? Strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
The first one, approve.
To plan and construct new trails?
Approve.
Strongly or somewhat, sorry?
Strongly.
The next one, to promote health and wellness?
Strongly approve.
To promote local economic development?
Somewhat.
Somewhat approved? Okay.
Yes.
To improve connectivity for residents between schools, workplaces, shops, and parks?
I'm sorry, what was that? To
improve connectivity for residents between schools, workplaces, shops, and parks?
Strongly approve.
To protect open space from residential and commercial development?
Strongly approve.
To maintain existing trails?
Strongly.
Approve or strongly disapprove?
Strongly approve. Yes, strongly.
Okay. And the last two, to increase non-motorized transportation options?
To increase non-motorized?
Correct. Non-motorized transportation options. Strongly approve?
Strongly approve.
No.
Strongly.
Okay. And the last one, to increase accessibility to natural areas and open space.
Strongly approve.
And now, if forced to choose which of the following is more important to you, ensuring the current trail network in Grand Traverse County is well maintained, or constructing additional trails to improve connectivity for residents between schools, workplaces, shops, and parks in Grand Traverse County? The first one or the second one?
One more time, please.
Yeah. Which of the following is more important to you? The first one,
okay.
Ensuring the current trail network in Grand Traverse County is well-maintained, or constructing additional trails to improve connectivity for residents between schools, workplaces, shops, and parks in Grand Traverse County?
Ooh, that's a hard one. I'll take the second one.
The second one, okay. And we're almost done with the survey. We're at 60% now. Thank you so much for your time.
You will not My hot dog is getting cold.
Oh, I'm sorry, but this is a your opinion is very important for us. Thank you.
We have a microwave. Yeah.
Okay, thank you, sir. You will now be giving a few statements about this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. So please indicate if it will make you more likely or less likely to support this proposal. If it will make no difference, you can indicate as well. The first one, there will be an annual review of how the funds are spent, which will be reported to the public. After hearing that, much more likely to support this proposal, somewhat more, somewhat less, or much less likely?
Somewhat less.
Okay. The funds from this proposal will be matched with federal, state, and private funds. Much more likely, somewhat more, somewhat less, or much less?
More likely.
Okay. Somewhat or much more? Sorry.
Somewhat
more. The last two, a citizens oversight committee will be established with residents from every municipality that guides the county commission in their decision making and ensures the funds are administered for their intended purposes.
More likely.
Much more or somewhat more?
Much more.
The last one, there will be a full public disclosure of all project spending.
Okay, much more likely.
Thank you. And now, you will be giving some statements in favor of this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Please indicate if each argument is very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing as a reason to vote yes in favor of this proposal. And again, if it will make no difference, you can indicate it as well. The first one. Grand Traverse County Trail Network is underfunded. This is because most of the improvements and upgrades to trail are only funded by grant and private dollars. This proposal will add a dedicated public funding source to improve the existing trail network and construct new trails. That was very convincing reason to vote yes, somewhat, not too convincing, or not at all?
Not at all.
The next one, this proposal will keep Grand Traverse County's trail network free from motorized vehicles so residents can safely walk, hike, jog, and cycle without any concerns about motor vehicles nearby. Very
more
convincing,
likely.
Very convincing or somewhat convincing?
Very.
Okay. Boardman Lake Loop Trail and the Tart Trail are two of the most popular and utilized trails in Grand Traverse County. This proposal will help create connections to these trails and many other destinations in the country. Very somewhat not too convincing or not at all?
Not at all.
Okay. The next one, trails already generate millions of dollars for Grand Traverse County each year, and this proposal will help boost the local economy, promote tourism, support small businesses, and create more jobs. That
not
was very convenient. Not at all. Okay. Next one, $7.58 per month is a small price to pay to maintain and upgrade Grand Traverse County's existing trail network and plan and construct new trails for residents to enjoy.
Not at all.
The next one, this proposal will improve quality of life by giving residents more opportunities to enjoy the outdoors.
What are my choices again?
Very convincing, that was somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing reason to vote yes.
Not at all.
Okay. The next one, this proposal will provide more accessibility to open space, natural wildlife habitat, and rivers, lakes, and streams. That was very convincing, somewhat not too convincing, or not at all.
Somewhat convincing.
In today's digital age, it is more important than ever to provide trails and outdoor space for children to play outdoors, be physically active, and have a healthier lifestyle.
Not at all.
Then the last three, this proposal ensures that the entire trail network in Grand Traverse County will be well-maintained, free, and ADA compliant, so our trails are accessible to all.
Not at all.
The last two, this proposal preserves access to outdoor spaces so our children and grandchildren and future generations can enjoy them the same way we do.
Somewhat.
The last one, this proposal will improve and construct new trails all across Grand Traverse County so all residents have access to well-maintained trails nearby. Very somewhat convincing, not to convince you,
not at all.
Okay. Now, taking into account everything you just heard, you will now be asked again about this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. If the elections were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or vote no against this proposal?
No.
And will you say you are definitely voting no or probably voting no?
Definitely.
Okay. And now we're 80% now. This is basically the last part. You will be giving some statements against this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Again, please indicate if each argument is very convincing, somewhat not too convincing, or not at all convincing as a reason to vote no against this proposal. If each will make the difference, you can indicate that as well, okay? The first one, this proposal will bring more tourists to our communities, which are already dealing with traffic, congestion, and too much growth. But not at all to vote no?
Not at all. Vote no, yeah.
Okay. The next one, this proposal will give millions more taxpayer dollars to local politicians, and we can trust them to spend this money the right way. It will just end up getting waste on their pet project. Very convincing reasons to vote no, somewhat not to convince or not at all.
Very convincing to vote no, yeah.
The next one, this proposal is backed by progressive special interest groups who want to control public land and have taxpayer foot the bill.
No.
Very convincing to vote no?
It doesn't make any difference. It doesn't make any difference.
Oh,
I'm voting no.
No difference? Okay. Yeah. And the next one? There are more important things to spend taxpayer money on, such as roads, education, and public safety. While trails are nice, we should first focus on more pressing problems. Very convincing, somewhat not too convincing, or not at all convincing.
What does this question have to do with the additional funds?
These statements as a reason to vote no. So the statement I just read to you.
Okay.
Are you very convincing to vote no? Somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing? As a reason to vote no.
Vote no.
Okay. It's a very convincing reason to vote no. Is that correct?
It doesn't make any difference.
Okay. And the last three. With inflation, high gas prices, rising home prices, and skyrocketing costs, I cannot afford paying anything more in taxes. Very convincing as a reason to vote no, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing as a reason to vote no.
As a reason, it doesn't change my mind.
But it's very convincing as a reason to vote no.
This is going on way too long.
We're basically in the last part, I understand, but we will hate to lose your opinion. We're almost done. Just a few more questions, please. I will speed up my reading. We just have two more options, okay?
Go ahead.
The last two, this proposal will raise taxes on middle-class homeowners in Grand Traverse County by at least $43 million. That was very convincing, somewhat not too convincing or not at all.
Very convincing to vote no.
And the last one, there are already enough trails for public use in Grand Traverse County. Private individuals, companies, and philanthropies should be the ones funding these trails instead of having homeowners pay higher taxes.
Very convincing to vote no.
Okay, and one final time, taking into account everything you just heard, if the elections were held today, will you vote yes in favor of this proposal or vote no against this proposal?
What do you think I'm going to vote?
I completely understand, but it's definitely no or probably
definitely
no.
Definitely no.
And now you will be giving a statement to complete in your own words. And the statement is, if I have one hesitation in voting for this proposal, it is?
There's adequate trails. And private people are stepping up and there's grants to take care of it right now. They've been taking care of it for years.
Okay. just let me document your answer, and we're almost done. Before we finish, you will now be asked about the last one, another proposal that may appear on your ballot this November. This is a short one. The proposal is called Grand Traverse County.
It needs to be real short.
Yeah, this is the last
ahead.
One. Grand Traverse County Road Commission millage renewal, and the ballot reads, shall the County of Grand Traverse impose a renewal of the previously approved 1 mil for local street, road, highway, and bridges repair and improvement millage beginning with the December 2024 tax levy for repair and improvement of streets, roads, highways, and bridges within Grand Traverse County? If approved and levied in full, the renewal millage will generate an estimated $6,678,949 in the first year. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or vote no against this proposal?
I would vote yes.
Definitely or probably?
Definitely.
And the last few questions for
Democrats. If I say no, it's definitely. If I say yes, it's definite.
Okay. Now, before we finish, for confidential purposes, I need, just to be sure we have a representative sample, I need to ask you a few short questions. Regardless of how you may feel today, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election? Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate, or Donald Trump, the Republican candidate?
It's nobody's business.
Okay. And with which political party are you affiliated? Republican, Democrat,
Independent? Independent.
And if you were to label yourself, would you say you are liberal, moderate, or conservative in your political belief?
I wouldn't label myself.
Okay.
Independent.
And what is the last grade of formal education you have completed? Less than high school diploma, high school graduate, some college, college graduate with a bachelor's or postgraduate degree?
Master's degree.
Thank you. And do you own or rent the home that you're currently living in?
We own it.
And do you have any children under the age of 18 currently living in your household, yes or no?
No.
And what is your main racial background? African-American, Asian-American, Hispanic, white, Caucasian, or other?
Caucasian.
Thank you. And this concludes the survey. Thank you very much for your participation and for your time. Your opinion is extremely important for us, really. And thanks again for your help. Thank you for your practice, sir.
Let me say this. The only thing that kept me on the line is I know the importance of getting all the answers on statistics, okay? That's what kept me on the line.
I completely understand. Thank you for your help, sir, really, and have a great night.
Okay, God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye.